Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, fabulous producer. Matt Cotrillo's over in the newsroom. Other than the fog, he says, and a small power outage in Snyder County, all is normal this morning, traffic-wise, and we are doing fine. In the studios, back with us today, Kara C. Schultz is here. She's the Chief Advancement Officer at the Central Susquehanna Community Foundation. Welcome back, Kara.
Thank you. Good morning. Good to be here.
I appreciate you coming back in. I just always so fascinated at the work the foundations do and how folks think about reaching out into the community through a foundation, how that's really having a big impact. Christine Orlando was here. She is now the Senior Program Officer at the foundation. So welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
Last time I introduced you, you were Christine Pangalinan, correct?
Yes.
You're pretty close on the name?
Yes, good job.
Thank you very much. And so congratulations. You got a name change plus a pretty decent fella out of it.
Thanks so much.
Probably sure of that. So thank you for coming back. All right. Folks may always ask, what is a foundation? I certainly hear about foundations. I always think it's important to just keep reiterating to, you know, just working class dogs like me, that foundations are having a big impact all over the place.
They are. Our Central Susquehanna Community Foundation, we're a regional community foundation covering five and a half counties, Columbia, Montour, Northumberland, Snyder, Union, and Lower Luzerne. Really, our biggest goal is just to partner with individuals and businesses and organizations to offer a way to do their philanthropy in the community and give back. So we have many endowment funds, more than 200 funds we administer through our community foundation right now, all of which are doing grants back into the community and scholarships and serving a lot of needs over those five and a half counties. So we have more than $50 million in assets right now with those 200 plus funds, and we're granting around $2.6 million back into the community each year.
Well, like I said, having an impact. And the Women's Fund, explain that sort of women's initiative that relates to that, Kara.
Yeah, the Women's Giving Circle is, we started this 2-3 years ago, and it's a way for our community foundation to have an initiative that focuses on investing in programs that support women and girls, again, across the five and a half counties that we serve. So it's membership driven. We have more than 70 members right now, the Women's Giving Circle, around 70 members. And the monies that come into that fund are, again, granted back each year through a competitive grant round, making investments in programs across the counties that invest in women and girls. It's been pretty exciting to offer this new initiative.
Right, well, people just have to go to your website and really check out all the things that are happening there, csgiving.org, and make sure that they're aware that there's all kinds of funds to help all kinds of initiatives around here to have an impact, to make some positive changes, to teach people to fish, as we say, you know, and to really make sure that all of these issues are addressed. Well, we have to talk about two events. So really, I think it's important that we're going to talk about the events at the beginning of this interview and the end, that make sure that people know about the nonprofit narrative and an after-hours grant celebration. Two pretty different activities coming up. So the nonprofit narrative, is that you again? Okay, now we switch to Christine. Go right ahead.
Yes, we're really excited about our nonprofit narrative. This is part of the Regional Impact Fund grant round, and this is the second year that our Regional Impact Fund has offered a grant round. There's a total of $50,000 that will be awarded through this opportunity, and it is an unrestricted fund, meaning it can support various program areas and our entire five and a half county service area that Kara mentioned. So this is one of our most exciting grant opportunities. It's open to everyone. And at the Nonprofit Narrative on July 29th, we are featuring our 24 remaining finalist applicant organizations. They will be sharing presentations on their requests, and we are opening this to the public as well as all of our fund holders, our current donors, and our board members. So this is going to be an exciting opportunity to hear more more personalized stories from the actual applicants and the people who are executing the work from these various organizations. So we'll get to hear their passions and more of those personal details behind where the money is going. So now, really exciting.
Why do that in plain sight? I think it's traditional for a foundation to say, okay, we want to hear from you, and they get to make a pitch. That's normal.
Yes, we look at a whole lot of paper applications throughout the year from our various grant rounds, and we're really just looking for an opportunity to bring in more people to hear from the organizations, give those organizations additional opportunities to garner support. And also, it really is important to hear those personalized details and stories that are shared that are often lost a little bit when you're looking at the hard facts and numbers on paper. So this is just a new process we're trying, and we're really excited about it.
And we'll hear sort of the drama that really goes, sort of the life-changing stuff that happens at these agencies.
Yeah, I mean, we do so much work with our nonprofit organizations. We have great relationships with the nonprofits across the region, and we feel this is just another great way to give them an opportunity to stand up in front of everybody and present their five-minute spiel about what they're doing, and it's an opportunity to just more feel what they're offering and what their programs are about. You know, the 200-plus funds that we have, they are created mostly by the families and individuals and organizations across our region. So we work with all these donors and people who just want to do good back into the community. So opening it up to the public and the people who already partner with us to do their philanthropy, we just feel it's a great opportunity in so many ways. And, you know, we're always looking at other community foundations across the United States and the work they're doing and what they're offering to the community. So this is something that's happening in a few other places, and we've seen it be a benefit for them and those that they serve. And so, like Christine said, we're pretty excited to give this a try. So we're hoping everybody comes out and attends this.
Nonprofit Narrative, Monday, July 29th, 8:30 a.m. to noon at the Danville High School Auditorium. You're going to get, probably half a dozen folks from some of the different organizations that are going to advocate for this. And in the end, you could just say, okay, everybody made a fabulous case. Let's see, what, 25 into 50,000, that's 2,000 each. So why not? You're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, some funds will get 1,000 and it'll make a big difference, but some folks are going to get 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Are you going to stop at 50,000? Dollars, Christine?
Yes, unfortunately, we do have to stop at $50,000, but we have a special committee made up of our board members and donors of the Regional Impact Fund, and they will be working to actually identify the breakout of that $50,000. Like I said, it is an unrestricted fund, so one of the things they try to do is vary it from the different service areas and counties that are being served, as well as the program areas, for example, education, arts and culture, health and human services, youth programs, those sorts of things. So they try to spread the funding out, so to speak. Also looking at, you know, the impact across the service area, making sure that these programs don't duplicate each other, and, you know, that they're likely to succeed. And it is challenging that it is our unrestricted fund that is, makes it more challenging, not having, you know, more specific scoring. But from year to year, we just try to, again, look at the various program areas and the service area and try to make the biggest impact that way.
Yeah, I'll bet that is a tough job, because, you know, every dollar makes a big difference in some of these organizations. So you really want to have an impact, and that's a factor. What's really going to have an impact? All right, so that's the nonprofit narrative. Again, the public invited. Individuals who are sort of the stakeholders involved have already been invited, but this is the public invitation, Monday, July 29th, 8:30 a.m. to noon at the Danville High School Auditorium. You also have an after-hours grant celebration on Thursday, August 15th. So tell us about that, Kara.
Yeah, so this evening on August 15th, we will invite those that are receiving a grant from the Regional Impact Fund, which, after all, the decisions are made. So they'll be invited to attend that, and we will actually present the grant awards to them that night. So again, everybody is invited to attend that. You can RSVP, go to our website, csgiving.org, and there's You can register to attend the Nonprofit Narrative or this After Hours Grant Celebration through Eventbrite. And it'll be a night to celebrate the awards being given and all the good work that's being done by the recipients.
All right, csgiving.org, really just a go-to for so much information. So many of your affiliates are monitoring this and probably are some of those that are participating, or some of the agencies helped by the affiliates. If we're talking about affiliates, tell folks what we're talking about. These would be like the Sealands Grove Community Foundation.
Yeah, so we have a few geographic affiliates who have their own local board of directors. We work with them. The Sealands Grove Area Community Foundation, Sunbury Area Community Foundation, Danville Area Community Foundation, Bloomsburg Area Community Foundation, and our original and largest fund that got us all started 20 years ago as we celebrate our 20-year anniversary last year, the Berwick Health and Wellness Fund. So we have those geographic affiliates spread throughout our region as well.
All right, csgiving.org. Well, believe it or don't, our time is just about up, but I'll open up the mic to you. You can make another pitch for folks to either attend these events or just sort of do as I do, bone up and find out about these fascinating things that are in this particular case, the Central Susquehanna Community Foundation, please.
Yeah, the nonprofit narrative, it's the first time we're doing it, but if you are someone who is interested in learning about new programs or opportunities to support nonprofits across our community, we feel that the 24 that'll be standing in front, they have some great programs that our committee decided to bring them in and let them present and continue on through this competitive grant round. But it's just an opportunity for anybody to come in and hear about these programs. Maybe they'll leave wanting to help that organization, help fund it, be a part of it. Think about how they want to be involved in giving back and what they can do. So please join us. It's open to everybody.
Kara C. Schultz, Chief Advancement Officer at the Central Susquehanna Community Foundation. Christine Orlando, the Senior Program Officer with the Foundation. The Nonprofit Narrative is Monday, July 29th at the Danville High School Auditorium. After Hours Grant Celebration is at the Iron Front in Lewisburg starting at 4:30 on August 15th. CSGiving.org, the go-to place for all the information you need to know about these events. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.